Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To talk all things Browns football, to talk a big game of the NFL tonight and here on the show is got a burger bet riding on the outcome in part of this game. You can see our next guest. You can see Kurt Warner every Sunday on NFL game day morning at 9 a.m. Eastern on NFL Network. He's also going to be on the call for Dolphins Steelers for Westwood One tonight right here on The Fan alongside Kevin Harlan. Kurt Warner joins us now on The Fan Hotline. Kurt, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Well, we're doing all right here, as well as you can after that kind of loss. I will say, you're going to have a big part in show history, Kurt, whether you realize it or not. My partner and I had a burger bet on who was going to win this division about 5-6 weeks ago between the Ravens and Steelers, so I could really use a Steelers win tonight if you want to pass that along to the Steelers.
All right, I will do my best when I'm out there. I'm not going to be out there very long, though, because it's cold, so I'll try to sell it the best I can.
Look at that. That's a team player. This is why you are one of the true greats in NFL history. I guess we'll start here. I feel like yesterday didn't have to go the way it did, right? The Browns got completely blown out. And I think a lot of fans felt like maybe the team kind of gave up on this season. When that kind of stuff does happen, in terms of looking for, I don't say a fall guy, but looking for who to blame when a team checks out on a season – where does the blame really fall on?
I don't know if you can put it on any one person. To me, it's collective, or to me, it's individual. I said when I was playing, whether I played well or not, there was no one else to point the finger at. I mean, I didn't point it at a coach to say, oh, he didn't get me motivated. He didn't get me ready to play. That was on me. You know, when you become a pro and, you know, it's your job and it's what you do, you get yourself ready to go. And regardless of what goes on around you, you step on the football field and you play. And if you don't, to me, you know, I don't want to say there's never a finger to point. Like, obviously, if you go through a week and you don't feel like your coaches are getting you prepared, like from a game plan standpoint or putting, like, that's one thing. But again, that to me was pretty rare. And so when it comes to actually effort and playing and, you know, being ready to go and being focused on your job, I don't think you can ever point the finger at anybody else. So, if you've got a group of guys, that again, I'm not saying that's what Cleveland did. You guys are saying that might've been what Cleveland did. If that's the case, then you got to, you know, go home and look in the mirror and, you know, if you're a leader, you got to hold your guys accountable and say, this is not how we're going to do it. This isn't what it's going to be about. We're going to show up and play and, you know, pride on the line and, you know, our jobs on the line and writing our resume for guys that may not be there, all of that stuff. So, you know, I know we always want to point blame and, oh, geez, if a team doesn't show up, let's blame it on the coach. Man, that was never a thing for me. Like, I would never put the blame of me not showing up on somebody else and saying, oh, yeah, it was their fault that I didn't play well and their fault that I wasn't focused and ready to go.
Last week, we heard you say some nice things about Shador and obviously the game against Tennessee. And then this week, it didn't go as well. You're down a million offensive linemen. You have a lot of injuries on the team, seven starters out before you even kick off the, you know, the ball. But, like, when you watch this week and then you've watched basically what turns out to be now four games, what have you seen from Shador that you like, that you think he can get better at, and where's the ceiling here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I thought in the first few games, he was getting better and better every week with, you know, the culmination of being a week ago. I thought he played, you know, a pretty solid football game a week ago. And then he didn't play as well this weekend or yesterday. I felt like he played really tentative, you know, didn't play confident in terms of, you know, dropping back and knowing where eyes and feet should be and getting back and hitting that back foot and getting the ball out of his hands. Yeah, so I felt like this week was a step back from a week ago or from, you know, the growth and ascension that he was making. But again, I mean, you know, it's the same with all young guys is that, you know, when you're in your first year, everything is not going to just be continually a gradual, you know, incline to the top of the mountain. You have bumps in the road. You have games that are more of a struggle, things, you know, times when you don't see it as well, you know, as you're growing and you're building an offense around guys. So, you know, so I don't know what you put your finger on in terms of, you know, yesterday in terms of, you know, Shador and his performance. But I mean, I think you've seen some good things. I think you've seen some moments. I think you've seen some really good throws along the way. So, you know, I think there's got to be some optimism that he's shown you something that you feel like, okay, we've got to explore this more and see who he can be at this level, see what he is at this level. You know, and I think that's, you know, kind of the approach you take through the rest of the year. And then that leads you into, okay, what do we do moving forward? Do we feel these two young guys are enough in the room that they can carry us? One of these guys can carry us moving forward. Do we need to add, you know, somebody else to the mix? You just in terms of competition and making sure that we've got the right guy. You know, but I think there's been at least some promising things that you've seen. It's just this business and this position is all about consistency. It's about showing up week in and week out. It's about making the right decisions. It's about, you know, seeing the right things and giving your team a chance to win. And, you know, so that's what you're trying to find at this position. And I think, you know, with both the young guys, you know, you've seen some moments, but you haven't seen that level of consistency to say, oh, it's this guy or even we've got, you know, necessarily the guys in the room that we know can be that guy moving forward. They just need a little bit more time.
Kurt Warner, NFL Network analyst. You know him from the NFL as well, from playing quarterback, being in Super Bowls, winning Super Bowls as well. So when we talk about fostering the right environment around a rookie quarterback, yesterday the O-line was maybe, you know, was it four out of the five guys were either second or third tier replacements. We got drops. We got some defensive miscues, some special, you know, I think their average starting field position was like the 15th yard line, something like that. Like, what do you need around a rookie quarterback or going into a second-year quarterback to give Shador the best chance to succeed?
Well, I mean, I think they've got some good young guys. I think they've, you know, they've got a good defense that, you know, again, hasn't necessarily shown up every game, but, you know, you got some good pieces on defense, obviously. You know, and so I think, you know, every time out, you're looking to build a team that can give you multiple ways to win, specifically when you have a young quarterback. You know, you don't want to have a team where it's like, okay, all we can do offensively is throw the football to win, you know, or, you know, all we can do as a team is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The young quarterback got to carry us week in and week out. That's what you try to avoid. And so they've shown some signs in the run game. Obviously, they've shown some signs on defense. I think they continually need to upgrade the skilled players on the outside and continue to put together a better group of guys out there to help a young quarterback. But, you know, I think we've seen some signs of them building with a lot of young players throughout the course of the year. But that to me is what you want, is you want a team that, you know, I don't want to say carry, but that at times can alleviate the pressure or, you know, a young quarterback having to do everything. And so they can grow and they don't feel like everything's on their shoulders. If they're going to win or lose, it's going to be on their shoulders. That's a tough place to play for a young quarterback. So you're trying to find those teams. You know, you look at some of the other younger quarterbacks right now, you know, not in first years, but second years, you know, the Caleb Williams, you know, he's shown some moments, but he's been a bit up and down this year, but they're winning games. Why? Because their defense is great. They're running the football really well. Look at Bo Nix, same thing. He's had some ups and downs and he's done some really good things and had some good games, but there's been other times where he struggled and they've been able to win because they got a great defense and a good run game. And so that's what you're trying to find, a complementary team that takes the pressure off the young guy until the young guy shows or becomes a guy that can carry you. And when you don't have that and more is laid on these young guys' plate, that's a hard place to succeed in the early stages of your career. And it's why a lot of these guys can get swallowed up and get spit out because they've been asked to do too much and we put too much pressure on them in the early stages.
Let me ask, as a quarterback that played for so many years, what happens with the wristband malfunction? I don't even know if you're aware of the story or not, but yesterday in the beginning part of the game, the broadcast came on and they told us essentially that Shador had the wrong play sheet in his wristband, and then they got that corrected and they got that fixed and then they were off to the races essentially. How does something like that even happen though? Like, who's to blame for something like that?
I don't know the answer for who's to blame. Obviously, it wouldn't be a fun situation if they're giving you plays and you're calling plays that I don't know what from last week's game plan or last week's wristband. I don't know what that is. So, I don't know how that happens. But again, you know, mistakes happen all the time, and we've seen those things happen numerous times. But that's a pretty crazy situation that they haven't, you know, because a lot of times you have guys that do that part of it. And then, you know, they put in the wristband and they go verify it with the call sheet and crossing T's and dotting I's in that situation. So I don't know who was responsible for that in that situation, but yeah, it wouldn't be a fun place to be as a quarterback for sure.
Kurt, great stuff as always, man. Love when you join us. Appreciate you, and I can't wait to hear you tonight on Monday Night Football right here on our very own station on Westwood One.
You got it. Take care, guys.
Kurt Warner there, pretty darn good NFL quarterback back in the day, NFL Network analyst. And you can see Kurt every Sunday on an NFL game day morning, 9 a.m. on NFL Network. He'll also be on the call for Dolphins Steelers for Westwood One tonight right here on The Fan alongside Kevin Harlan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.